Chapter 1. Somebody at his funeral called Donny O'Malley lush. I couldn't agree more. Donny was just picked corn on the cob and a game-saving double play all rolled into one. That's how lush he was. Someone else at the cemetery said that time heals all wounds. I don't know about that. Daddy crashed on his way home from a baseball game at Milwaukee County Stadium 3 years ago. The steering wheel went into his chest. I wasn't in the car that afternoon. I hadn't weeded my garden, so he told me I had to stay back on the farm, and I told him I hated him and wished for a different daddy. I didn't mean it. I'd just been so looking forward to seeing the land of the free and the home of the Braves. Eating salty peanuts in the seventh inning stretch. When he was in the hospital, Daddy shooed everyone else out of the room and had me lie down with them. "No matter what, you must take care of True," he told me. "Keep her safe. You need to promise me that." He had tubes coming out of him, and there was a ping, pinging noise that reminded me of that 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea movie. "Tell your sister the crash wasn't her fault, and tell your mother that I forgive her. I'll be watching, Sally. Remember, things can happen when you least expect them. You always gotta be prepared. Pay attention to the details. The devil is in the details." I never forget what he told me or what I promised him, but Daddy's especially on my mind this morning. When it's baseball season, I always remember him better. The other reason I'm thinking about him is because True and me just got home from getting our brand new start-of-the-summer sneakers at Shuster's Shoes on North Avenue. That's the store where Hal Gustafson used to work. He's the man Mother got married to real quick after Daddy died. My sister thinks she accepted his proposal because Hal had a tattoo on his arm that said Mother. But I think she did it because Daddy forgot to leave us a nest egg. I watched Mother collapse out in our cornfield and beat the dirt with her fist, shouting, "Donny, how could you?" But I forgave him right off. When you're a farmer, it's hard to put something away for a rainy day. The whole time we were trying on kids this morning, I kept imagining that slobbering Swede stumbling out from behind the curtain where the shoes are hidden, but that was dumb. Our stepfather doesn't have a job at Shuster's or any place else anymore because he got into a fight at Jerback's Beer and Bowl with the owner, who was famous around here for bowling a 300 game, but also for being quick with his fists. Hall's in the big house now for murdering Mr. Jerback with a bottle of Old Milwaukee. Sometimes in bed at night when I can't sleep, which is mostly all the time, I think about how good that all worked out, and just for a little while, it makes me feel like God might know what he's doing, at least part of the time. He did a bad job letting Daddy die, but I admire how the Almighty got rid of Mr. Jerback and Hall in one fell swoop. That really was killing two dirty birds with one stone. True wasn't thinking about Hall when we were up at the store. Not how he dragged her out of bed and knocked her head against the wall or any of the other rotten stuff he did, like sneaking behind Mother's back with a floozy. My sister was having the best time this morning. She's nuts about Shuster's because it's so modern. They've got a photoscope machine that's like an X-ray. True adores pressing her eyes to the black viewer to see inside her feet. But when I look down at my bones, they remind me of Daddy lying beneath the cemetery dirt.